This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
We all know the importance of sun protection when we're outside, but what about when we're indoors or in a car? You can definitely feel the warmth of the sun through a window, but can you actually get sunburn or suffer UV skin damage even with the windows closed? Well, Teresa Larkin is Associate Professor of Medical Sciences from the University of Wollongong. Teresa, welcome back to Drive.
Thank you. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you. Now, many people assume they're safe from sun damage when they're inside a car or sitting by a window at home or work. Mm-hmm. But someone said to me the other day, Warren, half your face is red. Why is that?
And it wasn't just your makeup on that day.
No, it wasn't just the makeup, I tell you what. But can you actually get sunburn or can you experience long-term skin damage from UV rays passing through glass?
You can. And so the good thing is the front window of a car blocks most of it. But it's interesting because we obviously still feel the heat through the front windscreen. So I've definitely, you know, on so many occasions thought, oh my gosh, I'm getting burned. I need to put sunscreen on. But that's because the heat that's coming from the sun is actually infrared radiation. So that reaches us as the heat. But the UV, that's doesn't bring heat, but it obviously brings the damage that we know of. So interestingly, and a nice take-home message is that through the front windscreen, it blocks all of UVB, so pretty much all glass will block UVB, and that definitely can cause burns, and it's important for making vitamin D, but not all glass blocks UVA, so almost 100% is blocked by the front windscreen, but that's because the front windscreen is made differently so that it doesn't shatter. You know, it's got the two layers of laminated glass, and laminated glass is the best at blocking UVA, and it's got this layer between them. But you're right, the side windows, they don't block all of UVA, especially if they're not tinted. So you can absolutely get sunburn and skin damage from sun and the UVA radiation that's coming through the side windows.
That's interesting. So when you see these things on social media about, oh my goodness, how old are you? And they take these photographs of your skin on both sides. So there could be some truth, I suppose, to it, that if we don't put sunscreen on our face and we drive a lot, in Australia anyway, the right side of our face could age more than the left.
100%. So a lot of the studies have been done in the United States and Europe, and they have found more skin cancers on the left side because obviously they sit on the left, and the main difference was found for the arm. And, you know, a lot of people still drive with their arm out the window, so they're not even getting any protection from the window. But even with the window up, you know, you're still getting that UV coming through the side. There hasn't been many Australian studies, and especially not recently, which is really interesting because, you know, we're such a country that is prone to that damage from UV. But they did also find in Australia that there was more skin damage, more skin cancer on the right side, even cataracts and eye damage.
Really?
So yeah, there's definitely a sided bias depending on which side, you know, the driver is. But also remembering that that's, you know, assuming that people are doing most of the driving, but obviously even if you're in the passenger seat, then it's going to be the other arm, but the arm that's next to and the side of the face that's next to the window definitely has a higher exposure and risk.
How much, let's talk about, I suppose, home and office windows. How much UVA typically passes through these?
So this is where it does get more variable, and I suppose the reason is that, you know, we can more easily tint our car windows, but obviously tinting the car windows can make it a bit darker, a bit, you know, more difficult to see through, but that does stop most of the UVA, but we don't really want to tint our home windows. And so most of our home windows, they let through mostly more than 50% of the UVA. So you can absolutely get burnt, you know, even though you might be enjoying the sun and getting some heat, even in winter, if the sun's coming through that window, unless you've got the double glazed or you've got laminated glass, things like that, which would be much more expensive. Unless you've got those, then if you're in the sun, then you need to think that it's the same as if you were just sitting in the sun without the window.
Teresa, I pulled up a rug to clean under that I hadn't cleaned under for some time, and I noticed on my floorboards, I mean, this is an area that is close to a window, and sun comes streaming through this window, mm-hmm. there was a difference in colour of the floorboards for where the sun, you know, is shaded yep. by the rug. And it got me thinking, potentially, if it can do that, so it's coming through, isn't it? So it could do it to us as well. We could fade like
that's
an old
exactly
rug.
how we see. You know, half of my doona, it's faded compared to the other half, because in winter the sun comes through and yeah, I grow. I've got a beautiful red sort of futon, and half of it's now gone a light orangey colour, and absolutely, like, I mean, realistically, our furniture and things like that, they're not moving around, and so they would get a lot more exposure because they're in the one spot. But it is absolutely a way that we can see what UV damage does. You know, anytime we see furniture or materials or plastics or anything like that faded, whether it's inside or outside, that's 100% because of UV damage. So yeah, if we were to sit on that, if you were sitting in that space where your rug is all the time, you would have the equivalent effects of the faded, of the changed floorboards. So yeah, absolutely. We are at risk. I suppose, you know, for most of us, even if we're near a window inside, we're not usually baking beside it, but good to note that if we were hanging there, you know, we can get that false sense of security, I think, especially in winter. But even in winter in Australia, you know, the UV index can go above 3, which is when you're at risk of burning.
We're chatting with Teresa Larkin, Associate Professor of Medical Sciences at the University of Wollongong, about whether you can get sunburn or UV skin damage through car or home windows. I think we've ascertained that you certainly can. Do you reckon there are certain people more, I suppose, at risk of sunburn or skin damage through windows than others?
Yeah, definitely the people with the palest of skin. So, you know, it's really interesting when we think about UV and melanin and the role that plays. So the darker someone's skin is, that means they've got more melanin. And, they have more melanin. They've got the same number of melanocytes, but the melanocytes are more active and they produce more melanin. So for anyone with darker skin, they can stay in the sun longer for someone with paler skin because the melanin just isn't as active and it's not as protective for the cells. But the flip side of that is the darker the skin you have, the melanin's great for protecting the cells from skin cancer and skin damage, but it also blocks the UVB getting in to make vitamin D. So people with darker skin need longer time in the sun to absorb enough UVB to make the vitamin D.
This morning, I was about to take my little dog Lucas for a walk, and I thought, oh, you know what? The sun's not that. It was a bit overcast in Melbourne. The sun wasn't that shining. And I looked at the UV index because I've added it to my watch with the temperature, so I feel like it's something we should check. And it was about 6 at the time, and I thought, that's actually quite high, isn't it? So I should put sunscreen on if it's above. What is it, 3 that it should be? 3 and above.
3, yes, definitely. Like, that's, you know, you can still get burnt under cloud cover. One of the giveaways is if you feel it's a little bit glary when you're looking around, you know, sometimes it might be cloudy, but you still feel that glariness in your eyes. But yeah, the problem is, so even UVA and UVB that's coming from the sun, a lot of it is absorbed by the atmosphere. But when it's just thin clouds, rather than, like, if they're the big bulky rain clouds, they absorb a lot. But those thin clouds let the UV through. So yes, we can definitely still be getting burnt on those days. And the other places are from reflection. So if we're near white concrete or at the beach with sand or at the snow, you know, or even if we're sitting in shade, but we're next to where there's then sun, a lot of damage from UVA especially actually comes from reflection off shiny surfaces or white surfaces, even if we're in the shade. So yeah, anything above 3, sunscreen. But the other thing is, sometimes there's times in the day, say it's a late afternoon and it feels so hot and you must be sure you're getting burnt, but that's just the infrared. And if it's later and the UV index is low, you're actually at a good time to then get some infrared and get some UV without the risk of burning.
So we should really be looking at this UV index as part of our daily weather check, shouldn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny because I'm someone with pale skin, so in our family, we're always on the UV index. But that's when, you know, sometimes my sister will say to me, she's got 3 young kids, and she's like, I've checked the UV index, Teresa, say in the afternoon, and it's only 2.3 or whatever it is. And so even though it feels warm, again, it's the opposite. It's the infrared still coming through. But once the sun's gone further, it's actually safe. But I'll tell you a really interesting trick for this. Mm-hmm. If your shadow is longer than you are, then you're safe.
Oh, really? So, so I take a look
at the trick is that I've done this
myself spinning around trying to find my shadow.
Exactly.
So if it's longer.
You know what doesn't work though?
What?
Yeah. If you're looking at your shadow when you try and lie down, that doesn't work because your shadow moves. Let me just assure you I've tried. But so the way I do it is if I'm walking, I'll have a look and I'll think, okay, my shadow's crossing, you know, three sections of the footpath. And then I look at that and I think there's no way that I'm that tall. So yeah, once your shadow is longer than you are, if you're very pale, you probably might wait till it's 1.5 times longer, then you're safe. So it's really interesting when you think, yeah, early in the morning, later in the afternoon, we actually don't need sunscreen and it's really good for us to get UV radiation at that time. You know, we need the sun to live, but as soon as you see your shadow shorter than you are, you definitely need to put sunscreen on.
Teresa, do people keep away from you when they see you keep looking at your shadow?
Oh, like I said, the funniest is if I see and I try and lie down quickly and think, I'll catch my shadow.
I can have a lot of fun with that.
It always makes me think of Sia's song of Chase Your Shadow Till the Sun Goes Down. I love that song.
We might have to play. What other strategies, I suppose, can we take? I mean, it's expensive to go and have your car tinted. A lot of people can't afford it.
Mm.
What can we do? I mean, obviously, is applying sunscreen the best thing that we can possibly do to protect ourselves?
Yeah, it is. And so, look, if you're driving and it's just short distances and you're not going to be beside the window, you know, with sun for too long, then you're okay. Because we can think of even untinted windows as having some SPF, really, because they're still blocking some of the UV. And so if it's around 3.5 of the UV index, some people won't need sunscreen for that even. If they've got darker skin. So I would say that if you've got paler skin and you know you're going to be driving though for more than half an hour in the sun, in the summer or more than 1.5 hours in the winter, just putting on a bit of sunscreen in those exposed areas or putting on, you know, a long sleeve shirt while you're driving. Cause like you say, you don't then need to get the windows tinted. Window tinting does help in terms of thermal efficiency because it also does stop that infrared and the heat coming through. But yeah, but some people don't like the window tinting because it is that bit darker and they might feel it's less safe for making decisions on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, anything that can just cover your skin up and, or put a bit of sunscreen. But a really good take home message from it for me was knowing that we are safe though through the front windscreen, that is blocking the UVA and the UVB, even if we feel the heat from it.
And so look at your shadow. And what's the trick again? Make sure your shadow's not longer than you. No, shorter.
Yeah, that's right. So if the shadow's longer than you, then you're pretty safe.
Right.
You don't need sunscreen. But if it's shorter, you definitely should be applying sunscreen.
I am. I'm going to take a tape measure with me when I go out. Robert from South Yarra says, what a brilliant tip. Sunscreen on if your shadow is longer than you. So easy to... if it's shorter, Robert.
Shorter, yes. Sunscreen longer, on if your shadow's shorter.
If it's shorter, if you're longer...
If you get really nerdy about it, it's because if you look up at the sky, once the sun's at around 30 degrees, so, you know, a third of the way to being directly above, that's when this occurs. So every time it's about that, so not the 45 degrees, about 30 degrees above the horizon, from there until the time it's 30 degrees... you know, to the next horizon, then that's when we need sunscreen. But outside of those, when our shadows are longer than ourselves, we should be absorbing all that beautiful, like infrared and UV radiation, because it is really good for our health in so many ways.
What about now? Like if I'm like Robert in South Yarra, Robert, I'm assuming you're about to go out for a walk. If Robert's about to go out for a walk, I'm looking at my UV index now. Mm-hmm. It says 4, Teresa, so we should still put sunscreen on because it's above 3?
Yes, that's right. And the thing that can get us is daylight saving because, it's 5:30 now and we kind of think, oh, that should be okay. But remember, it's only 4:30 by the sun. And so if Robert or you go out for this walk and have a look now, the sun will still be fairly high in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And test the shadow. Imagine that the shadow is short, is just on the verge of height.
Oh my God, all these people are going to be walking tonight looking at their shadows. It'd be quite funny.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. Marking out, you know, spots on their path so that they know where they stand.
So good to chat with you again. Always good to chat with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Chat next time.
Thank you. Teresa Larkin, Associate Professor of Medical Sciences at the University of Wollongong.
Joy Drive.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.